Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 market podcast. Over the next 6 to 7 minutes, I'm going to tell you how to approach your trading day. Well, the bulls are back in control and how. Yesterday was a fabulous trading session for the bulls. The Sensex is now back above the 36,000 mark. And guess what? The Nifty has finally conquered that 200-day moving average of 10,863. Now, the good part is that money is coming in thick and fast. So both foreign and domestic institution investors bought the market yesterday. FI has bought about 750 crores, DI has bought 580 odd crores, and put together, foreign investors now have bought almost 1,000 crores in the month of March. And it's not even mid-March just yet. This compares to 15,000 crores that they bought in the month of February and a selling of 500 crores in January. So definitely, sentiment has picked up. Perhaps a pre-election rally is what the street is anticipating. But definitely, there's a big rebound from the lows that we saw. In fact, the bigger star is the broader market. So the Nifty mid-cap index is now up 10% from the 52-week lows. The small-cap index is up 12% from 52-week lows. A lot of global investors are also now turning positive on India. So Harold van der Lind of HSBC, for example, has turned overweight on India versus a neutral stance earlier. He says value is now emerging in the Indian markets. Not much to talk about as far as the global markets are concerned. The US markets were flat yesterday as investors are monitoring the US-China trade talks very closely. But if you're looking out for individual stocks in our own markets, then banks is really the place to be. ICICI Bank saw 400 crores of delivery-based buying yesterday. SBI saw 300 crores of buying. And a lot of these NBFCs are also back on the buying radar. So Edelweiss, for example, is in the news. Canadian fund manager CDPQ will infuse 1,800 crores in the NBFC arm of Edelweiss Group. So that stock will be in focus. ITC was the stock that really took the markets higher yesterday. There's positive news flow there as well. Cigarettes will get costlier as ITC has hiked their brands Bristol, Flake XL and Capstan by up to 15%. Now, these brands account for 20% of ITC's overall portfolio, implying a 2.2% blended price hike. So that's, of course, a positive for them. A quick heel, the board has approved a buyback of 9.02% at 275 rupees. Endurance Technology also in focus as the promoters will be selling up to 7.5% stake via the OFS route. Reliance Capital could be on the downside because ICRA has downgraded the rating of Reliance Capital. And Dewan Housing could see some relief rally today. The company has released an independent chartered account report on the Cobra Post allegations. TP Oswal has come out with some findings where they've said that the company has not promoted any of the alleged 26 shell companies that are borrowers. So, as you can see, there's plenty of news flow this morning. All in all, the indications are that the bulls have wrestled control back, and for now, the trend is definitely on the upside. You guys have a great trading day and keep listening to and watching CNBC TV 18 for all the market action.